the adrenaline's pumping, and a good morning, a great morning, really, and great excitement, a lot of joy. It's a great day for me personally, but certainly for the Church Universal, for 22 new cardinals, and I hope for Baltimore as well. We have a good number of Baltimoreans here, and I just want to tell everybody back home how grateful we are for their support. I'm wearing the pectoral cross of Archbishop Carroll. It's the oldest bishop's cross in the country, and I brought it out for this special occasion. And good to remember Baltimore, as I have all throughout these ceremonies.
I, like many people, were watching this morning. Did the Pope say anything to you personally, or do you expect that in the next several days?
We have an audience on Monday, and we have a Mass with him tomorrow, so I'm sure there'll be many formal messages. I'm not sure we'll have any chance to sit down personally. We did that last month.
Cardinal, tell me, what does this mean for the Church here in Baltimore? How do you expect to use, you'll be back here, obviously, at some point to talk to folks and to, your followers here and the Church's followers here. I mean, you must be really excited, and the Pope here, the people here, I know, are very excited, correct?
That's nice. I know yesterday they had Friday in red in all our schools, so that tells you a lot. And it's a good reflection on what the Church is, and the higher you go in the Church, the more you're expected to serve. And I'm very conscious of that, and I would hope to be a better to the people of God in Baltimore as a result of this. I certainly take it seriously. The Pope always says, the first diocese in the United States, and it's first in many ways, and I'll never forget what it has been and done for me.